Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Very excited about having our good friend Charles Whelan back on the show. Charles is a senior lecturer, policy fellow at the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College. That's right, that one. And we've known him for a long time, over 10 years he's been hanging out with us, and he's the author of a bunch of books, including his new one. It's a novel called The Rationing. But he also introduced us to Naked Economics and Naked Money and others, and he's our good friend Charles Whelan. Welcome back.
Good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back. So, Charles, you're a thinker. You're a deep thinker and an intellectual. Put what's going on right now in our world. This I call it a 1-2 punch. The coronavirus health risk and the political response to the coronavirus economic threat. Two different things. Put all that in perspective for us. What have you been thinking about?
It's unprecedented. The idea that there's a global pandemic taking everybody down at the same time is certainly nothing in my lifetime, nothing I've read about. Even things like the Black Plague were more localized. They were more devastating.
Mm-hmm.
The economic impact is still unknown. We still don't fully understand the virus. All my colleagues who do data work keep asking, what's the denominator? What's the denominator?
Right.
We don't know how many
we
people
don't
have
that.
It.
We don't know. We can't do the math till we know that, can we?
No, and you don't have to be a brilliant mathematician to know without the denominator, fractions don't work very well.
That's right.
On the other hand, what I tell my students, even the seniors who lost a year, is that we've been through worse. So the Depression was worse in terms of economics. World War II was worse for the students shipping out. So
yep.
We've gone through greater sacrifices, but I don't think we were going to anything so strange on such a global scale.
And with such velocity. I mean, nothing's ever hit us in a 6-week period like this.
With such velocity and such unknown still ahead. With just so much, even though obviously we're masters of the scientific method, we understand viruses, there's still so much that we don't know, which then drives our uncertainty around the response.
What do you think? You're out there in the world of academia. I want to get into the distance learning in the next segment. Well, but in terms of your peers, the people around you, and you're not one of the eggheads like some of the folks in the universities. But what are you seeing out there? What's the landscape look like?
Well, the thing that my colleagues have been talking about is that flattening the curve doesn't necessarily reduce the area under the curve, which is a fancy way of saying that unless we come up with vaccine, having everybody quarantine will slow down the rate of transmission. But unless you want to stay in quarantine forever, at some point we got to go outdoors. Now, that's what a bunch of states have recognized. We want to flatten the curve, which means we don't want to overwhelm our hospitals and frontline workers.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, we got to go out and expose ourselves to this virus, at least the people who are most likely to withstand it. So they're talking a lot about how you reintroduce a world where this virus is still going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And also, we're finding out, I think today we're learning, that they're seeing the virus mutate. And even though
I hadn't seen that, what I saw today is that there's some manifestation in young children, which would be a bit of a curveball.
That's a variation on it, but there's apparently some mutations of this thing. They're not saying that's something to get scared about again, but it is happening. But in terms of the people around you, are your peers, your fellow professors taking this in stride, the changes they're having to make? What do you think?
They are taking in stride. I think that one of the things we're going to talk more about distance learning is that I think it has proven that distance learning is not going to take the place of being on campus. You know, there was a lot of talk about that and the MOOCs and the online courses. I suspect there's a place for that. We've all learned technology that we didn't know 3 weeks ago. But there is a yearning to be back on campus and a new feeling that learning does require proximity.
Right.
So in some ways, this has kind of given lie to what some people thought was the future of education.
It reminds us, just bring it front and center, something I've been stressing for a number of years now, and that is with all the digital that we have, we're still analog humans. And we're
That's
always,
right.
We
it's
always
exactly
have been,
right.
and we always will be. Folks, I want to get Charles to talk about his novel, The Rationing. Published last year, but it probably is about this year. And we'll do that after the break, 20 till, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.